You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
And your fluffy shoes.
Cause the swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The swallows are here. Ba 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 da da da. The swallows are here. So take off your clothes. Come and be in the swallow nest.
That's come and be in the nest.
In the nest. I'm not exactly sure what I was going to say there. But either way, the nest has room for plenty.
Plenty.
It's a good sized nest.
Yeah.
What do you think the name of the nest should be?
The Swallow Nest.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. That's it.
Straight to the point.
Yeah. Yeah. The S&S Hot Nest.
Oh, hot nest. Hot nest.
The the slick and slimy.
I like it.
I
don't know that I want to get in it. Yeah.
Well,
the nest it's comfortable.
You know, it's like getting that artificial lube just rubbed all over your whole body.
Man, that's
what weird. Happens to your sheets after that happens.
Yeah, you have to get rid of them. Wow, I feel like we're all over the place. Let me do something here.
Are you starting over?
No. I'm doing all kinds. I got 10 things. All of a sudden, I'm lost.
I feel like that we're starting over now.
All right, I'm starting over.
Took us straight to the gutter.
Yeah, you did. I might have done it. It may have been me. Okay, here we go. So,
oh, there you go.
Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday. You're a swarm. No.
We're not a swarm.
Go be happy today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Woo! Oh, nah. Doesn't have to go right into that. You just let it play on.
I know, I did. Yes, it is Happy Thoughts Thursday. We are happy. We're here.
We're here.
It's taken
us
all day to get here, but Shayna overworked herself yesterday, so we needed a personal day.
Oh, my God. I've gotten a lot done, though.
You've done real good.
I have. I think I've made like 6 dresses in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
I'm not including the little kid dress I made today. Because now I'm making little kid clothes. I'm not used to that. But
just all of a sudden.
I'm practicing. It's pretty stinking cute, though.
So, yes, exactly. We are not a swarm. That's what insects do. We are birds. So we can gather.
Yeah.
We can be a flock.
Yeah.
We can be a flock, but we cannot be a swarm.
We can be a murder.
I will not endorse a swarm. That's still a bird. It's still a bird, a fowl. I cannot endorse the word swarm. I can't. I can't have anything to do with it.
Why?
It sounds like an insect.
Oh.
Like something pesky.
Yeah, we're not pesky.
Yeah, we're a flock.
Everyone,
a flock of swallows.
Everyone wants you around. They want to
feed
you.
Yeah, right?
You,
that it?
And they want to keep you coming back for more.
When you think swarm, what do you say?
Because you make them happy. You run and scream.
No.
It's a swarm.
If we're the...
A swarm of locusts.
If our house is
fun.
The nest, then the swallowers are the flock.
Right.
Not the swarm.
No.
Then our house would be a hive.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Classy's got it all wrong. So stop listening to her. She's got her insects and birds all mixed up.
She said that we were a swarm?
Yeah. Allie says that Classy says they're a swarm.
We are the swarm.
Yeah. No, they're the flock. The swallowers, the flock. They're
That's
our flock.
What
they're
Allie
under.
Said.
They're under our wing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
in the nest.
Yeah, in the
nice
nest.
Nice and warm.
Our flock.
You don't get wet.
We protect
them. Oh, no grasshoppers.
No grasshoppers.
That's right, Dita Joe.
Well,
I don't know about that. Well, then
get the hell out. You don't want to refer to yourself as a swallower? Fuck off.
It's part of, part of the cult.
I mean, I don't even know what to say. What the hell have you been calling yourself this whole time? What have you been? Just an impersonator?
Oh, my God.
Right? Listen, gulp, 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 bitches.
Yes, a flock of swallows. Well, welcome on Thursday night. We've got happy thoughts. It's been a good day. We've just been on a retreat. It's been fun.
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we missed all the news, and I guess...
It's better not to watch the news.
Still, that thing's going
on. It's absolutely horrible.
I guess Jockey...
You know what is beautiful?
What?
If you don't watch the news and you just go about your everyday life, it's really quite nice.
You don't even know.
No, it's really quite nice.
There's no toilet paper out there.
We talked to like 4 or 5 people today and didn't talk about the coronavirus not one time.
Not one time?
No, we talked about...
It was real nice.
A lot of other fun stuff. But no coronavirus.
That is true. That is true. It's just better that way. You know what I mean? Because the big thing right now that people should be worried about is jock itch.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to get that.
Yeah.
Jock itch, it can cause...
I feel like jock itch and athlete's foot are the same thing.
I think that they're very probably related. They're a related itch because Gold Bond works on both.
No, sir. You don't put Gold Bond on your feet.
Sure you do if you got sweaty feet. I think people put Gold Bond
on
their feet. Yeah, they put powder in
their
shoes.
For athlete's foot?
I think so.
Huh.
I've never had it.
I don't know.
But I think that you treat athlete's foot with a powder.
Yeah.
If I've seen the commercials right.
I don't know.
I think so. And I've used Gold Bond on my jock.
Like that's just jock itch, yeah.
No, it feels good, though. How would it not feel good?
I've poured that minty powder all over everybody. A lot of boys. Get it on you.
All kinds of different sweaty areas. It works. Dina Joe knows that you can put the powder on.
On your feet?
Anywhere that it's sweaty.
Sweaty areas. You put it in your butt crack. You could put it in between your fat rolls.
I think that's
they're all sweaty areas.
You could too.
Right.
I mean, now you're just thinking, causing me to think of all kinds of places you could put it. But I don't want to anymore. I don't want to do that. I want to move on. I want to move on from that.
This is silky smoothness.
No,
it's talcum.
Itchy.
Talcum wonderfulness.
No, we don't want to talk about that.
Do you remember that man's house that we helped clean out, and his room was coated like 6 inches in baby powder?
I do. What was that all about? Do you think he was just putting it all over his whole body?
Maybe. That's what someone else told us.
Okay.
That they would just sprinkle it all over, and that's how it left a fine thing all over the house, and maybe he just never cleaned or anything.
Yeah. Well, he obviously never cleaned or anything. We went through the house.
Yeah.
And that was clear that the guy never cleaned anything. But that doesn't account
dusty.
For why the whole back room...
Just the back room.
Was completely coated
it was
with
like
baby powder.
Some areas was like 8 inches deep.
It was like he would get out of the shower and throw it into a fan and blow it onto him.
Mm-hmm.
Classy little cupcake. Thank you for sharing the show. We sure do love you.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe he felt like he wanted a little lighter complexion. So he powdered himself.
Maybe. Or he dressed like a woman and it made it easier for him to get into his pantyhose.
Well, there's that.
It could be a thing. I don't know if that's a thing for like men, but it could be.
It could be.
Could be. Maybe he just liked to feel it. Silky smoothness.
Dina Joe, thank you for
over.
Sharing the show. Look, I'm going to do the thing that guy does.
Yeah. I have no comment.
I invented that.
That's good.
I just want everyone to know I invented those.
That's real, real good. Real, real good.
Yeah.
So fun. What is today? Happy Thoughts Thursday.
I already said that.
What's your happy thought?
I already said that.
Oh, you know what I was thinking about when we just got on here?
What?
I sure do love you.
That's your happy thought?
Yeah, I don't think I've told you that in the past week because I've been so busy.
You're so nice.
I don't think I've told you how much I appreciate you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I love you and I appreciate you.
Look at you.
I've been working very hard.
You're a hard worker.
Yeah.
You can't help yourself. Once you get busy doing something, you just head down.
I just go balls out.
Yeah, you're like a hard working. You're like a hard worker.
I know.
I was trying to, all the things I wanted to compare it to just sounded bad.
You know what tell I me mean? What they were.
I was going to say like a St. Bernard. You know? Just, you put your head down. And I was like, that's wrong. Don't say that. Then I was going to say a Mexican. But that, I mean, you are technically Mexican, but I felt that's wrong.
We are hard workers.
You're very hardworking folks. So I just, you're a very hard worker.
Thank it's, you.
It, you know what? This is a big deal. The show you're doing. What did you say yesterday? You have like 60 models?
I have a lot of models, yeah.
So you've got a lot on your shoulders and your head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Yeah.
And so you do your thing.
That's right. I got a lot of models for the show coming up.
And you're doing a great job. And so what's cool is you're making new things. And I appreciate that.
I like the new things I'm making. Hey, and can I just give a shout out to all these wonderful people on here who are coming to the fashion show?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I just dipped in because I've been working so hard. I haven't been on social media very much lately. So I just dipped in to the page and to see that the girls are getting a VIP table.
Yeah.
For Friday night.
That's pretty sweet.
That's going to be so fun.
My MC skills better be on point.
They better be. You better get your shit together.
Well, you know, I get nervous with these events because it's, you know, I feel like it's a higher class clientele.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's like, I can't throw out my dick jokes or be my normal goofball self.
Yeah.
You know, like Dina Jo says, do you need to dress up? Well, it's a VIP night.
Yes,
yeah, you should dress up. Like it's an opportunity to.
Well, this is what I always think of. You're going to a fashion show.
Yeah.
So you should probably dress a little bit. I don't think you need to like dress to the nines.
But you don't have to because there have been people that don't dress
don't
up. You know, it's all up to you. You don't have to wear underwear.
It's like going
classy
to the
little
theater.
Cupcake.
No, don't ever wear underwear.
And preferably wear something short.
Without the underwear.
Yeah, that's if you're asking for my opinion,
you know.
That's what I say.
But let me just give a quick rundown. It is Denver's unique week of fashion, in case you don't know or you're not in the Swallow Nation on Facebook. That is happening the first week in April, which is the 5th through the 10th. It shows all over town. I mean, each show is in a different venue all over town. I will be showing Monday night. I will be showing Thursday night, and I will be showing Friday night. And Sean will be emceeing all of those nights.
Yeah, all three nights.
And come, because I'm showing different lines each night. So, like Monday night, I'm doing costuming. Thursday night, I think it's clothing for everyone. So, I'm putting up my tie-dyed 70s line. And then on Friday night, I'm putting up a fun 50s inspired line.
Oh,
it's going to be sexy.
New stuff.
Yeah.
Some new stuff.
Yeah, a lot of new stuff.
Yeah, a lot of new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
A lot of new stuff, a few favorites. But it's going to be super fun. So. Mm-hmm. You know, panties are not. You better come.
Yeah, and panties are not required.
I have shared it on Swallow Nation. I've shared it on my Facebook page. I'll share it again on Instagram and Facebook.
I too have shared, and we'll just blanket everything.
Absolutely,
with it.
And come out and have some fun with us.
Come and
if you've
have
never come to
fun.
A show before, you should come.
This is a good. These are good shows to pop your cherry on.
Yeah.
Because they are not super all hoity-toity, but they are classy.
Yeah.
And they do make you feel like you're in a fancy thing.
Yep.
And there's food and there's booze and there's other people to schmooze with.
Yep.
And then there's always a freaking amazing array of fashion.
Yeah.
And typically, the MCs are on point.
Yes, they are. They are good to see.
Last show, the designer sent her models out in a different order than the freaking all the cards I was given. I had to ad lib.
You had to ad lib.
Yeah. Here comes that lady in a dress. Remember when I said that one?
Yeah, you're so good at
it. Ooh, it's white.
That's just one of the fun things we have coming up. Before that, we have the Shamrock Stampede.
Oh my gosh, that's the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another
really fun.
Team.
That's a team thing.
That's a team participation. We're still waiting for everyone to join. They said that this thing is going on because the organizers of this also did not watch the news. So they're not caught up in the hype.
No.
Just wash your hands and come to the Shamrock Stampede on the 21st.
Don't breathe on the person in front of you.
It's a 3K or a 7K mm-hmm. walk, mm-hmm. and all proceeds
go. You can
go,
run it if you want. Well,
if you wanted to run, overachiever, mm-hmm.
yeah.
bragger.
Yeah.
We're going in the slowest, what is it called, wave.
Yeah.
With no strollers.
I'll probably be the last wave.
It's the last wave before the strollers.
Oh, the strollers are the last
wave. The strollers are the last wave. Yeah. We don't mm-hmm. want the strollers because then after that, that's the strollers.
You can pull a beer cooler. Or one of those motorized ones that you could sit on. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
right. Yeah, our team is Everything Swallow.
Yep.
You can join our team. Come and be on there.
And we have a discount code.
Hang out with us and let's see how fun we can be.
It's Shamrock Run. And dress up.
Dress up, green baby.
Use Shamrock Run.
You're gonna get you pinchies. Gonna get pinchies.
Oh, pinch. Shayna pinches hard.
Ow, man. Just your nips.
Well, that's the worst place to get pinched hard is on your nips.
I don't know.
I'm not a nipple pinch person. I'm not
Some
a fan.
Some people might like it.
Well, then good for them. Then come get ready for pinching. Mike probably likes it.
I can think of a few people who I know like it.
All right, some in this room.
Yeah. Pinch someone next to you. It's a good thing your little pterodactyl arms can't reach across the table.
Mike, he knows.
He likes it.
Wait.
Classy already has her t-shirt.
Oh, we're going to go tomorrow. That's right. That's what we're freaking doing tomorrow.
Go pick up our pre-registration package.
I can go because you're probably modeling or sewing. But yep, our pre-registration packet, we're going to go pick it up tomorrow from the Boulder Run Company in Lone Tree.
Yeah.
And I think it's from, I think my email said 1 to 4 or 4 to 4 or 4 to 6 or 2 to 9. Something like that. On Saturday.
On Saturday. Not tomorrow. On Saturday.
We're going to go do that. And then we're going to our friends. We're going to play games.
Oh, dirty games?
Yes.
That's what we play.
I told them. That's all I got is dirty games.
We play Swallowbird games.
Swallowbird games. And everyone has to sit boy, girl, boy, girl.
And it always kind of ends up looking like leapfrog.
It does. Where the gentleman frogs do what they do to the lady frogs. If you don't know the reference, you should watch the movie. She doesn't mean she has that shirt. She's got her green St. Patrick's Day t-shirt.
Yeah, me too.
Shayna saw the medals that you get when you complete.
Yeah, they were cute. I don't know if that's this year, if that was last year, but they were pretty cute.
Well, they're cute last year. They're going to be cute this year. Why would they not be? You know, those last years were too cute.
Little leprechauns holding a pot of gold.
Let's make them uglier. It's going to be cool.
Oh, my lucky charms. Yeah,
that'll be a fun day. Oh, you got to hold your Milunky charms. they are cute medals.
Yeah.
See? So that's cool. Now we have a whole plan for today, too. Tomorrow.
That's going to be great. It's Saturday.
Damn, tomorrow's Friday.
Friday.
No plans for Friday.
Friday. No, I'm trying to get as much stuff as I can get done.
I have to go back to the DMV.
I know.
The DMV, I went to the DMV on Wednesday at lunchtime.
Yeah.
And there was no one there.
That's weird.
Literally, I pushed the thing, renewals, it spit out my little tag. Bzzzt. I went and sat down, and I was R49, and it was like, now serving R49. And I was like, wait, that's me. I had to look at it twice.
I just got here.
There was no one there.
How does that happen?
You're there a week ago, and you waited an hour. You should have waited a week for Corona to get all fired up.
Because
I swear that's
up.
What it was.
It is.
I think people are like, oh no, there's coronavirus.
Don't go outside.
Yeah.
Get your toilet paper.
I was glad.
Okay, I don't want to talk about the coronavirus today, but I do have a funny story.
Tell me a story.
So we know some friends that went to Sam's Club.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And they had a giant push car.
Yep.
And they own a business, so they got the like giant box packages of toilet paper, right?
Cases.
Yeah. And they had them on their cart. And as they were getting other things to put on their cart, someone came up and stole their toilet paper off their cart.
Yep.
What the hell, people?
Yep.
That's insane.
They rolled their cart up, turned around, got into the freezer section for a box of big old bagels.
Right.
And turned around and someone had picked up their cases of toilet paper and darted off with them.
Yep.
I love it.
That's insane.
I love it. What's it come to?
This is what's happening, people. This is what's going to happen out there. So just stop going out there.
This is what I have to say to everyone out there. Get a bidet.
Yeah.
Just get a bidet.
It's cheaper to get a bidet and buy a package of washcloths to dry your butt off.
It is. It sure is.
And you know what? No itchy butt.
Never
get an itchy butt with a bidet.
And if you have the itchy paper, throw that away.
Yeah.
Sell it.
Sell it.
Yep. Get the bidet. Oh, wet wipes at Staples, office supply place.
That's not
brilliant.
Bad. Yeah.
You know,
that's actually really
think
smart, Mary.
That's a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just pop in the shower and clean your ass. That sounds nice. But sometimes that's not always practical. When you can just sit down, get a little spray.
Yeah.
Damp.
It's right there.
Pat it off with a nice soft towel. Hang it on the shower rack. Yeah. And go on about your business.
Clip it on your little.
But you don't want to get your hair
clip.
All wet, and you don't want to get all wet, your whole body all wet, just to clean your ass. Jeez.
I saw that, Classy.
What's
classy,
that?
Classy posted a bidet. It was just $10.
Oh, I love it. For parties?
It was the sprayer off your kitchen sink.
Oh, really? Hey, I bet you that feels nice. You don't want to turn it on before you're sitting down.
No.
Still.
No, you gotta put it between your legs and spray it.
Oh, you just pull it over.
Uh-huh.
Put one foot up on the counter.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll try.
No, put it. You gotta stay on the toilet.
Oh, I thought you like stood over
it's
the sink.
It's just like a reach around, but between your legs.
All right, now I'm going to ask a dumb question. How do you get it, the sprayer, from the kitchen to the bathroom?
It was hooked up in the bathroom like a bidet.
Okay.
You have to buy the extension kit.
Yeah. It's a long hose.
And then your hose. You know, it's like one of those green coiled ones in your front yard. Yeah. It just snaps back.
Oh, there could be any pressure in that bidet. I tell you right now.
That was funny. That made me laugh really hard.
Because I was like, what the hell? Who's got a kitchen that close?
That's funny. That was funny.
All right. Well, I like it. For right now, I'm just using a squirt bottle.
Right. The old Windex bottle.
Yeah, the old Windex bottle. First thing I do, I go in and I run the Windex bottle under the warm water.
Yeah, the warm.
And then I sit down and do my business. And then I get the bottle and squirt, squirt, squirt. Well, the water's already running because it's warmed up my bottle.
Yes.
So then I just pump of the soap. So watch. It's washing off the corona off my hand. And then boom, I'm done. And then I set that little old Windex bottle right there. I hang it. You know,
yeah,
the thing right there.
Yeah, on the towel rack. People go in, they're like, oh, what is this? Sean's bidet.
Yeah, it's from IKEA. That's right. It's Sean's bidet. Well, why is the water blue? Well, it's still Windex.
he likes to keep a little barbasol in there.
I keep it on I like it on a kind of a powerful spray. Yeah, so it's still got a little stream on it.
It's like half and half.
Yeah.
It's halfway between the mist and halfway between the beam.
If it's just the full spray, it just goes right in the middle. It loses it.
Goes right in the hole. Then it's like the game of fucking Eelich's. I'm winning.
It's like, goes right in the clown's mouth. You got to widen it out. So you get the spray. Come on. And the Windex, they've got a pretty wide spread.
They do.
It's powerful.
You got to zoom that puppy in.
Now, that's funny. That might be my next YouTube video. Yes, and you ain't got no toilet paper, no problem. Right here, I get underneath the sink. Just drip dry.
Until the bell goes off, I won.
Yeah. Just pretend you're the clown. Balloon on his head.
It's filling up with water. It's going to pop any minute. Oh, my God. Wrong. Get out of the gutter, will you?
Well... you know what, Allie? You always...
You should have a bidet song, I think.
Bidet.
I feel like that was a Disney song.
I know. That's where I was going. Like, I thought it was a good day, but it's hi-ho.
I thought, be our guest. Mm-hmm.
My bidet will spray your butthole and you cleans it up so bad. You'll feel good. You'll feel clean. But mostly you'll feel refreshed.
Yeah, okay.
Come and sit down on my tray and get a spray from my bidet.
Okay. There you go. New project. There you go.
That's the Walt Disney's bidet song.
Clean your butt.
Yeah. And maybe the bottom of your nuts.
Nah. You just get those in there too. Wow.
Wow. You know Disney had a bidet.
Well, duh.
Where do you think he sat and thought about all those little weird mice?
Yeah, little drawing table. Yeah. Lay right out there.
They closed Disneyland?
Oh, good.
What for?
That place is crawling with germs and bugs
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. From coronavirus?
Listen, that's a...
They didn't close it from the flu. No. They didn't close it from... I bet you there's Mercer in there.
They didn't close it from Mercer.
They closed Disneyland. We should watch the news.
No.
I haven't watched. I do the news. I don't do the news.
It's doomsday out there.
I work there at the news place, but then I don't watch the news after I leave the news place.
Yeah.
Wow, they have them doing their school and prepare for online school and bringing all your books home. What does this do for like daycare centers?
Ruins everybody.
You know, that's what I'm thinking about. What are these people that, wow.
It ruins everybody. And they're saying that these employers are going to have to give people paid time off of work.
Now, is that for all schools now?
Oh, man, I hope you still get to go, Dina Jo.
What happened? What's up?
They better open that bitch back up by the time we get there. She's going to go to Disneyland in a month.
Holy shit. Oh, it'll be fine. Nope. It won't be open till the election. Nah, they'll have it open in a month. They'll go through with those little smoke machines.
Are you saying nothing will be open till November?
No, nah. Oh, she's going to Disney World. It's fine. The world is fine. The land is in trouble.
Yeah, well, Mary Poppins says she still works. That's because didn't you see the meme where it says everyone with coronavirus is running away, but everyone in the healthcare industry is all, we rise at dawn!
No.
Yeah, poor people.
Wow. Nah, it's going to be fine. It'll clear up by then. It's like a cold sore, Dina Jo. It's a coronavirus cold sore.
Once it stops burning, you can go.
Yeah, 14 days, it'll clear up. There's this 14-day incubation period that's going on. At some point, that's going to catch up with everything. It's just going to go away.
Yeah, you'd think.
It's going to just stop.
You would think.
Stop eating bats, people. Stop eating the bats. Holy shit.
Yeah, I don't think they're still eating them. I think one bat did all of this.
It was one bat to ruin them all?
Yes.
Marlin's calling.
Yes.
Marlin!
Hello?
What are you doing? Oh, you can't hear
him. He's not in there.
What's up?
Nothing. You at home?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Okay, I'll come over.
It's unlocked. Come on in. Yeah, it was one bat to ruin them all. So who else in here has kids that are not going to school? That's what I want to know. They close all the schools?
Oh, well, I heard that the colleges, I told you, they're keeping them quarantined. They're not letting them come home for...
spring break?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Fort Lauderdale. Think about all the titties that are not going to be seen this year.
Dang, we better go show some titties.
I ain't afraid.
Everybody,
Corona can't keep my titties locked up. Corona gets my titties out.
Usually does.
Squeeze a little Lyme disease in there. Give it a tang. And then I'm all, woohoo!
Lyme's disease.
Look at my titties.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because we're going to have our own wet t-shirt contest because there's not going to be any.
Oh, man.
What about in Cancun?
We better do it.
What about in Puerto Vallarta?
If we had some sand, we could put it in the backyard with the little blow-up pool.
Done. Uh-huh. I can get sand.
It's like Florida in the backyard.
Yeah. I can buy a bag of sand and a blow-up palm tree. And boom, wet t-shirt contest, Fort Lauderdale, spring break in the Swallow's Nest.
Yeah.
And I'll throw the biggest pitcher of water I got right on them. Man, woman,
it's a bucket.
I don't even care.
It don't matter.
I got a bucket of water with you.
I don't
white t-shirt's name on it.
With your chichi's name right on it.
We'll blow up all the pools, put up the hot tub, and lay out like we're on the beach. Whoop, whoop. I don't know Pitbull, but I do know Labradude. He is willing to come over.
Labradude? He's just as good as Pitbull.
Oh, man. He just, oh, he lays it on.
He might be better.
He does. He's hyper.
I mean, he bounces all over the place.
He's all over the stage. He bounces all over. But he will lick you to death.
Oh, I thought you were going to say clean.
Yeah, well, he'll do that too, but that's for a different show.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's for spring break, baby. You don't talk about that.
What happens at the Swallow spring break? Yeah,
spring
stays.
Break at the Swallows stays. Spring break at the Swallows. Is the front door unlocked? You took the dog out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I thought I left it unlocked.
Yeah, Labradude.
You're funny.
That was funny.
That was
pretty good. Yeah, I'll get some boobs out.
All right, take them out.
I can't.
Let me motorboat you. Wow, he's walked in on worse.
This is true. Yeah, I mean,
he's not new here.
I had spilled a bunch of spaghetti sauce on the floor, and Shanna had tripped, and it looked like that I had murdered her. But it wasn't. It was just spaghetti sauce, and she was just laying on the floor, holding a knife. And he came in, and he was like, "You murdered her!"
Jumped in
like,
your my armpit,
and I was like, "No."
It was real funny.
Nanny, nanny, poo. What is that? Nanny,
nanny, nanny, boo, boo.
Nayana puma. Na na nani anana. Panini. Apanana. Hey, would you date a guy just because of the dog he had? Speaking of dogs. Speaking of Labradude and his band.
Would I date a guy just because of the dog he had?
Yep. So if you were on a dating site and you were a girl and the only thing you could see on his profile was a picture of his dog. Not a picture of him. His profile picture wasn't him. It was just a picture of his dog.
Yeah.
Like a snoring freaking dog that's behind you right now. If I had that dog, my old lady dog, as my profile picture, would it make me more likely to get you to go out on a date with me?
I'd have to see proof that you have a real dog and it's just not a picture you swiped off the internet.
You don't believe anything, do you?
No.
None of you girls go.
No.
Yeah. I want put a sticky note with the date next to that dog. Tell me. I want to write the date on it.
You know what? You get catfished a couple times.
Yeah, that's
true.
You
don't trust nothing.
Well, there's a new dating
and
website.
And you know what? They never look like their profile picture. Never.
A new dating app is related to using a dog in your profile picture to lure more matches.
Aren't you supposed to be with the dog, like you and dates. Your dog and not just your dog?
No, but maybe you'll look at the old lady dog and go, oh my God, is that an old lady dog? Is that I have a Shih Tzu.
I have that old lady dog. Is that the old lady dog off the Purina bag?
And maybe what it does is it causes people to not judge people in such a vain way. Like, oh my God, look at how big that bitch's nose is. I would never date her. But if it's your freaking poodle on there, you could go, you know what? I really like poodles. How long have you had your poodle? And it opens a dialogue and maybe you create some sort of friendship or a relationship before you see the big ugly nose.
Listen,
and then you
if you're
going
to call my nose big and ugly, you can go screw yourself because I don't want to hang out with you anyways, all right? Because it's going to come out.
Would you date a dating profile, would you judge a person based on if they only use their dog in the profile picture?
Absolutely.
It would turn you off, or would you spark up a conversation?
If it was a dating app, I would swipe or no.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, look at this dog.
She's hiding something.
But what if it's a dog, like it's called doggy dates or whatever, and that's the whole point is that everyone only uses their dog as their profile picture.
No, give him the same example you gave me.
Okay, the same example I gave you was that it's a dating app
I
want to give him the whole thing. Oh. You use your dog in the profile pictures to lure more matches and open conversations with potential dates. So let's say that I'm a girl and I'm ugly. Well, I'm mildly attractive, but I have a huge nose. But I have a really cute labradoodle. So I go to the dog dating app and I put my labradoodle on there. Right. And you're looking through and you're like, damn, I like that labradoodle. That's a cute dog. And you're like, I love labradoodles. And then you and I spark up a conversation. We talk about 35 texts between each other. That means we're friends.
Right.
And then when you meet me, you overlook my bionic honker.
No, because because I'm not looking for a date for my dog. Nor am I, you know,
to be
on a dating app.
Okay. Misled.
Right.
Well, it takes away that.
Now, if you have your picture
with the dog.
With the dog.
That's what Shannon said.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I can see your big ass nose. And I'm like,
but well, her dog's cute.
Her dog's cute. That's totally different.
Yeah. If she holds that dog up in front of her nose, she's not so bad. Well, that doesn't say if it works or not, but I'm just saying it's a new dating app and it's a way to people that don't have social skills or are really ugly.
Now, I would even read a little more into it and be like, huh, why you got such a big dog?
Why you got that great Dane? Friendship app.
Yeah.
Oh, friends. Well, you know what? The best lovers start out as friends.
That's just
true. Not true.
No, yes, it can be.
No,
true.
Not true.
Yes, it can
the
be.
The best lovers start out as lovers.
Not true.
Yeah.
I think sometimes they can be friends, and then you have a love thing. And
Nah, once you're in the friend zone, even if you have sex with your friend or you keep in the friend zone, they stay in the friend zone.
Well, yeah. But I'm not talking like that.
Mary Poppins says her dog licks her tit.
Wait, her tit?
Mary, okay. All right. My dog licks her butthole. Okay. Yeah. But I read that as my dog licks Mary's butthole.
That's how I read it
my
too.
My dog licks my butthole.
I had to reread it.
Why wouldn't he date me? What the hell? Asshole. Only you, Shana. No, I think we all read it that way.
I merely thought peanut butter or just
jelly.
Wow. I like a lot of both.
Either one, you got to shower afterwards.
I like it.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, wait. It was supposed to be this. Ooh. All right, come on, let's be honest.
That's more
we
like
loved it.
It.
All right, well, why don't you two cats talk amongst yourselves?
Okay.
Why?
I'm going to go grab a refill of some juice.
Okay.
And maybe a shot or two.
I like the juice. How was your day?
My day was good. Long day.
Long day.
Long day.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
It is Happy Thoughts. Man, I had a good day. Honestly. Yeah. It was very busy. Lots of surgery, and I was the floater guy.
I know. It keeps you super busy.
I hate being that guy.
Last week, you liked it.
Yeah, but this
week, not so
this
much.
This week, I thought, no.
Yeah, you turned that way up. Will you turn that down?
Turned what up?
Did you turn my mic up?
Yeah, you just turned it way up. I did? Yeah, right before you got up and jumped up, whatever you touched. There you go.
Growl,
yeah, you could. Didn't need to be that loud.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah,
Sounds good.
It's fine. Yeah, that's just fine. Then you turned it up. It just brought the whole room in.
It did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Even us?
Oh, now you're gone. That's okay. Leave. You're leaving. Get out of here.
Stop talking to me.
Why are you still here?
Because I'm not.
Go get the juice.
Get the juice.
Surgery day,
yeah. But, you know, I'm extra tired today, and I think the reason why is I'm still not sleeping.
I'm extra tired today.
This morning I woke up at 1 a.m.
Oh.
And just like
we were up at 1 a.m. like just wide awake, laying in bed,
man, bright eye, bushy tail.
Yeah,
I was ready
what
to go
is
to work.
Happening
I don't know, it's crazy.
Yeah,
so I watched the movie, that Jojo Rabbit movie.
Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit.
We don't have cable, Marlon.
It's the satire movie. Sean's gonna rent it one day. It's a satire around the German Nazis, and like this little kid, you know, he goes to like Nazi summer camp and he's just wanting to be a You know, a Nazi when he grows up. He's like, put me on the front line. I'll do it. You know, so it was really interesting because it was, you know, it was funny, you know, and there's Hitler there. And
right.
Hitler's like, you know, his alter ego. He's like, you know, no one can see Hitler but him. You know? And Hitler's like dancing around him. Like, yeah, we got this. We got this. Yeah. And so it was really cute and it was funny. It turned into like a little love story because there's a little Jewish girl hiding inside. You know, his mom was hiding inside the house.
Ah.
And he found her.
Ah, gotcha.
And he was like, okay, if you tell my mom, I'm in trouble. I tell my mom that I know about you, you're in trouble. And then it was kind of sad. The mother actually got killed.
Oh.
And so it was just kind of the two of them. And you could tell it was like this kind of love story developing.
And, right.
And, you know, and he was like only 10. But it was cute.
Yeah.
You should see it.
You need to sleep. You know what? If you didn't have cable, maybe you would sleep more.
I don't have cable.
Well, if you didn't have all those TV apps, maybe you'd sleep one.
I know. You're probably right.
You know? Because that's the worst when you wake up and then you have something to watch or you know you have something to watch. Right. Then it's like, right. I'll just turn that on.
And then my remote, I can just like touch it.
Ah.
And it'll turn back on to where I left off.
Right. That's even worse.
Turns the TV on. Turns everything. Programming on.
Yep. Everything back on how it was. Huh. We'll have to look at that. Look at that movie. I don't know. I have not been watching anything.
I watched
Jojo this whole Rabbit. Week. I've been trying to.
Is it good?
It's really good.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
It's at Redbox. I think.
I've been trying to starve my distractions this week and feed my focus. Mm-hmm. I gotta get a lot of shit done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said that earlier this week.
I've been doing pretty good.
Good.
Did you see my little jumper up there on the table? Oh, you didn't come through the garage. Yeah, he came through the door. Yeah. Yeah. It's super cute. Wait till you see it.
All right, cool.
Anyways, I do have some tie-dyes, Mary, and I'm getting ready to do some more. Dina Jo, wow, happy thought, Hitler.
I mean, happy thought, Hitler?
Because that's what that movie's about.
Thing about, you know, of course, you know, the German thing around that time was horrible, right? But it's a cute thing around the kid, and it, you know, it made it more home felt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Interesting.
It's like they're just Germans living there. They don't support any one thing or another. You know, it's just like, what the fuck?
You, these are the things you watch at 1 a.m. when you can't sleep.
I guess so. That sucks when you can't sleep at 1 a.m. It happens to me. It happened to me last night.
I told him. We were the same thing. 1 a.m, like, bink, just awake, listening to dad.
I just focus. I just, like, think on one thing and then eventually go to bed. Yeah.
What's the British documentary guy that does all the wildlife stuff?
Jack Handy?
David.
David Wallace?
No.
Oh, no, that's from The Office. We have been watching a lot of Office.
David Attenborough. He's got very British accent and he does all the wildlife. This is the most dangerous tiger in the whole wide world.
Oh, we will have to make you another one, Mary.
Interesting.
I had a thought. I was going to say
what was your thought?
I totally forgot it.
What's the name of the show? The movie?
What's the name of the British show? The guy? But then all I could think of was the British show, Are You Being Served?
What in the hell is that?
It's a freaking hilarious show that used to be on Channel
6. I've never even heard of that.
On PBS. Yep. And it's a British comedy show about a British clothing store. You know, like a store, a big store, like Made Enough, several floors. Yeah. And there were a lot of like characters on there.
That's how you know you're from Denver.
Yep, Made Enough.
It's like Made Enough. Yeah, right?
Which is also people super old and not around anymore. Like, what the fuck is a Made Enough?
Yeah.
Is that like a Dillard's?
JCPenney's. Like, yeah, Dillard's and Macy's. Said
Gimbel's.
That's in New York. It's still there.
I know. More people would know.
Yeah. Well, anyways, it's really funny.
Marlon, thanks for coming over and doing shots with us.
Yeah. Cheers.
Ding, ding,
cheers,
ding.
Cheers, cheers.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers, bitches.
Happy Thought Thursday.
Happy Thoughts Thursday. I hope your thoughts are full of happy ones, mostly about us, but you know. I have happy thoughts constantly about our listeners.
I do too.
And our supporters.
I do too.
And our peeps.
Mm-hmm, me too.
That take care of us.
I think about it all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, smoke them if you got them. I don't got
all the wonderful stuff they're doing for us. And all the wonderful things that they bought for us.
Christy has got a whole bunch of alpaca poop.
Oh, to eat?
Yes.
I want some.
They're like little
poop.
They look like just little chocolate balls. Mm-hmm. You just keep eating them.
Oops. Yeah. No. Like reindeer shits.
Yeah.
That you get at Christmas? Yeah, that reindeer treat shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is putting them in her garden.
Absolutely. Perfect thing.
What a waste of chocolate.
Yeah. whatever. No, it's real shit.
It's good shit, man.
That's good shit.
That's funny.
Prince
shit.
Azizi. Prince Aziz, 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 Ababa. Strongest in man, man. Yes, you can see. He's got coronavirus.
They can see his face.
I know.
I can only think about the Will Smith version.
I know. Yes,
the purple black man.
The purple black man. That's not even right.
No. I didn't make the movie.
That's not even funny, Disney. I feel like that's racist.
It's double racist. Disney's double racist.
And he's a giant purple black man.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Disney's been racist.
Look at my
for
face.
Decades.
It's not the only
so
purple
racist
thing
for decades.
On me.
And all their little sexual little kid innuendos.
Oh,
in there. Talk about
all,
pervs.
Yeah, pervs.
Come on.
Have you seen the Disney movie?
Come on, boy, touch my bare chest. Remember that? That was in the movie. See, it's not, my face is not the only purple thing on me.
Oh my God!
Have you seen the meme with all the Disney princesses? They're all together, you know, and they all have, you know, coronavirus mask on.
Oh no!
And Mulan's there, and they're like, "Sorry, Mulan, I didn't get a chance."
Sorry, Mulan.
Sorry, you were still there. No, I saw the Disney meme where they were all pregnant.
Did you? I saw one where they were all ghetto. Like they were all like
gangster,
from the gangster Bronx, you know what I mean? Like,
nice.
You know, like Ariel had chains on, and you know what I mean?
They all were Chicano.
Chicanos, yeah.
They were Chicano princesses.
Oh, no,
did
Snow
you know
White.
There's a whole Chicano movement in Japan?
My name is Snow White. Don't you know? I'm Joe White.
There's a whole bunch of Asians running around looking
Asians?
Like Chicanos. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm talking with the big.
Like Ching Chong Chicanos?
Yeah.
Wow, we're offending everyone today.
What's your princess?
Yeah, what do you got? Where's the Irish?
What's your Disney princess? We'll talk about her too.
Right. Yeah, the Ching
There's
Chong.
No Mexican Disney princess.
Yes, right. There is.
Who?
There's got to be a Mexican Disney princess. She's new.
Yeah.
She's new. She came with the new African American princess.
Right after her.
Yeah, that she was the first black princess was recently, right?
She was, well, that was the princess and
the
frog.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, she gets a frog.
Listen, you know what?
That's fucked up. Like, yeah, well.
Those frogs turned
into. The one got a donkey.
One got a beast.
Right? Yeah, one got a beast. But he's rich, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the frog was a prince.
Yeah.
He worked. He turned around. He had a job.
Sometimes you got to kiss a lot of frogs.
I don't know who the Mexican one was.
There wasn't one. There's just a whole bunch of white bitches.
Mary, it's got to be like
black
a Mary.
One and an Asian.
A whole bunch of white bitches. Where's my Chicano princesses at?
One black one and one Asian.
There's no, are you Googling it?
I'm looking.
Okay, yeah, uh-huh. I would too. There's got to be. Mike, where's Jason?
Yeah.
You guys have to know
Disney
this.
Come on, Disney guys.
You guys have to know this.
Where's our Disney
Mike?
Our Disney
Mike
guys
probably
at?
Doesn't know, but he's asking Jason right now.
I know. They're probably together.
Krista, yeah. Jeff. Yeah, what is her name?
I don't know. Here's her face.
Well, that helps. Oh, yep, she's
Elena? Huh. Every first Latin princess might become the big sir. Oh,
yeah, not here
oh,
yet.
She's not.
Yeah.
She's not here. Well, she can't get it past
listen.
The border. She's on because of the wall. Yeah.
There was no Mexican princess.
There's one.
On
you know why?
There's one on the way.
Do you know why?
She's got to get through customs.
We're the prettiest.
Yeah, you are.
And all you little bitches
you're
know
the
that once
sluttiest.
We come in, we's taking all your princes
we's,
away.
We's
taking them all away.
Aren't you princesses?
Uh-huh. There's all your princesses. Princess boy's gonna wanna come and get a little bit of this.
Pocahontas was Native American.
Yes. And Moana.
Yeah.
Don't say her either.
Don't say her no, either. She's Samoan.
She's
American.
Samoan.
She's from American Samoa.
That's kinda like Guam.
Oh, right there. Yeah, that's right. Dina Jo is a Ramirez. She would know her people. Your peoples are not represented.
No, we're not.
Orale, they need to get it. I mean, come on. They need a taco princess.
Wait, is that a...
That's not cool.
There may be a trailer.
Coco? What about Coco? Oh, no, there were skeletons.
That was
There was Disney? No princess.
That wasn't Disney? That was Paramount?
Pixar?
Weird saying shit. Let me know. That was Rango. What about Rango? What about Rango?
That was a lizard.
Hey, he was Mexican.
It's not a female.
Well, yet he could have transitioned later. We don't know. He could have become Rangé. That's possible. I don't know. I'm sorry. There might be a transgender princess before there's a Mexican princess.
Yeah, they cry louder than we do, so they're going to get in there first.
Oh, my God. It's Princess. Chris. Insert name.
Oh, you guys are making my stomach hurt. You're stirring up my coronavirus. Insert Stop name. Making me laugh.
And then Orale.
Orale. Orale. I was telling her that just today, Christy. Yeah.
Ah, thank you. Sean is making me
Maybe we
hard.
Should write it. We should write the princess story. Oh. I mean, she's going to
Listen,
she's
my
gonna
princess
knock...
story will not be suitable for children.
Disney, no. It will be for Disney. Because she's going to knock back some princes.
Man.
Some princes are going to need to go get some new
knickers. There's going to be some fights. There's going to be a lot of yelling.
Shayna's story is going to be on Disney X.
That's right.
It's a new app. We're starting.
We're starting it. Get your dirty princess here.
She'll have tattoos.
Yeah. I'm telling
you. She will be like.
She's going to have really thin eyebrows.
Yeah, I was
going to
say the beginning of the. It'll be the birds twerping and she'll be like, ow, ow, plucking her eyebrows. No, orale.
There will be none and she's just drawing them in.
Drawing them in. I am surprised today. I want everyone to see me today. I think I am angry.
I am. I didn't sleep good.
I didn't sleep good.
Wait till you see what we do with Pinocchio.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Latino Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
Like, I feel like it's going to be made out of cherry wood.
Oh, sweet cherry wood with diamond tuck. He's going to have diamond tuck suspenders like you never saw.
Those are his shorts.
Yeah, he's wearing them long. He wears his long legs.
Like the Dickies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Orale, what a big nose you got.
Listen, the Mexican princess, her carriage is a lowrider with hydraulics.
Yes.
Yeah. And it can do like this whole dance sequence. The car can.
What's up?
I love it.
This is going to be great. She's going to come rolling into town on some 46s.
And when she rolls through, it gets real quiet.
Everybody just looks.
Uh-huh.
Orale, that's that princess.
In her chibi.
That's that princess in her chibi. In her chibi. That's Princess Chyna.
Rolling through in her chibi.
Princess Chyna. Is that an Impala?
Orale, in her chibi.
My grandma used to call me Chyna.
Chyna. Uh-huh. Orale, Chyna. Orale, Chyna in her chibi. Don't look her in the eye. She will scratch you.
That's right.
Oh, she looks so surprised.
She's so surprised today. She did not sleep well. Wow.
Okay. That made me laugh hard.
Shit. That's funny. What in the hell was that? Thanks for coming. Pioneer Pam.
Yeah. I wish I could draw.
Well, let's get a Pictionary board in here.
No.
What games are we going to take Saturday?
I don't know.
Let's do our own Pictionary and we'll write up stuff. Let's make like our own.
No, I'm not playing Pictionary.
I never get to play Pictionary. I've wanted to play Pictionary since the first time I saw it on Friends. You know how long ago that was? Nobody would play with me.
The game's stupid.
That's what everyone says. I don't like Friends either. Well, they were out.
I agree with Jana.
That was a dumb
because
TV
neither
show.
One of your ethics were represented on
that show.
There's
a bunch of fucking white people on that show. And kind of dumb and pathetic was that.
And they didn't really talk about anything.
Nah, they could never pull the trigger. Nobody could finish anything in that show. Damn, well, they played Pictionary.
And that's why they never found
come
true
on.
Love.
Right.
Oh, I think the Hall & Oates hotline was just calling me.
Listen, if you don't have
here she comes.
Any ethnic people in your circle, you
your
should
circle's
try.
White. Oh, here she comes.
Your circle's white.
I'm gearing up for my nipple back. I'm working on my songs. We're getting the camera. We're going to get a camera
right,
in here very
so
soon.
So they can see the very white dance you
did. Hey, no, that's what I'm saying.
You had like
so
the
funny.
White man over by it.
If I had a polyester suit, I'd put it on right now.
He did have the white guy over by it. Just happens when he pops his shoulders up and starts doing this little dance. Oh my God.
Well, we know you like adding chocolate to your circle, Christy.
I said, if you don't have any in there, you need to add some in. You need to add some more people into your circle.
Yes, she
get
does.
Get that round a little bit. Wait.
Did you say bring more brown around?
Yeah.
Or did she say get the round brown?
Yeah, I don't know. I was really confused.
The second one sounds funner. Hey,
it is.
I saw the meat pie place today.
Oh, what?
The meat pie place I told you about that's down the road from is the last bar on South Broadway going
gone.
Sorry, stop.
going gone.
I got stuck.
Before Alameda?
Yep, before Alameda, before Tokyo Joe's. There's a Tokyo Joe's, there's an auto parts store as you're heading towards Alameda.
Yeah.
Right before that, it's called the Denver Distillery.
Mm.
Okay.
And there's a whiskey busk barrel right out front. And I saw the signs, meat pies sold here.
We saw that when we went to the Hawaiian place.
I understand that, but him and I were talking about it. We wanted to go. We talked to somebody. Who was it?
Get your meat pie in my mouth.
It was the Russian guy said that English meat pies are freaking amazing.
They are.
And I thought of that meat pie place.
The Russian guy's name is Steve.
Steve the Russian.
Russian guys.
Steve, I'm sorry.
Steve, I hope you're listening.
Steve, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't send the Kremlin.
Steve and Josie.
Great vodka, though.
But does he say he doesn't bring collusion either?
No collusion, no nothing. He just brings vodka.
That guy was funny.
He was really funny.
And sausages.
That guy's name is Steve.
And sausages.
Oh, yeah, he has some sausage.
Oh, his salami was real good.
Oh, yeah, I know. You couldn't stay off of it.
I took some and I saved it.
She was nomming on his salami all day.
Do you like the firm one or just like kind of the medium one?
Yeah.
What was.
I didn't try the firm one.
I gobbled that up.
Yeah, you guys.
It had like the little white spots.
Yeah,
that's just little pieces of fat.
Russian fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Russian fat. That was more of a jerky.
You eat the fat? Eat the gristle?
I do eat the gristle. And the skin.
Oh, I don't know that. No.
I don't eat any of that.
No, like when you're eating a steak, I can't do the gristle and the fat.
Oh, really?
You gonna eat that fat?
We know. A friend of mine is just like, hey, you gonna eat that?
You gonna clean that bone?
Yeah, exactly. And I thought, why are you gonna give it to your dog? And they're like, no.
Did you bring your bottle?
I did not.
Why don't you just bring it with you? Just put it in your backpack.
I
just bring it over.
Soon it'll live here.
I know, it's just hard for me to put all that on my bike. Right over here.
Well, we'll get you a basket.
Yeah.
You could put a little basket
on
the front of your bike.
Ride my
bike? Put a little cute puppy in there. And that'll get you a lot of dates. Oh, you got a cute little puppy. But that little shit will not stay in the basket.
No, he will not.
My bike's name is Mike.
That bike is amazing. Christy saw it. Were you here when Sean fell down? Yeah, she was.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I had a bump for a week.
You still have a cut on your leg.
I do.
That was funny, Chrissy.
But the most important thing, you didn't scratch the bike.
No. The bike.
I threw my body on
under
the ground.
The bike.
Under the bike. And because
don't get
of
her
it,
bicycle.
I still have a little owie.
Yeah.
And a dent.
A dent in your shin.
You remember? Do we remember the ice pack? Whoa, do we remember the ice? Woohoo!
It was like a one and a half by a 2-inch ice pack.
It saved my life, Christy. Yeah. That ice pack saved
so cute.
My life.
That's funny.
Dina Jose says, Marlon, your dog almost listened to me at the end of the Insta party. Oh my God.
Yeah, nice. He will.
He will.
He'll listen next time.
Yeah.
He listens pretty good, especially if you got booed.
Yeah. Well, and then once he calms down,
he's getting there.
He's a Jack Russell Terrier.
He's just a puppy.
It's only going to take him about 12 years to calm down.
So we're at 12th of the way.
Yeah, so that's it. We got 11 more to go.
11 more years to go.
You guys want to trade dogs?
No. What are you doing?
Yeah, no.
My string. Oh, I thought you were.
No, I'm not. I had a string problem.
He is not even a year of Marlon's dogs. Just
yeah,
a year old.
No.
A year and 2 months.
This one hopefully won't live another year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's living forever.
What?
She's
because
so
you
happy.
Said hopefully. Yep. She's going to live forever.
And she's happy.
Listen, I have never seen her like that before. We should just pull the plug. She's never made noises like that.
She's just sleeping.
No, I've never seen her like that.
What are you looking at?
See if she's still breathing.
Oh, she is. Her butthole's moving.
She must be dreaming.
I can see it. I can see it pulsing.
She's having a dream.
She's in like, if I just had peanut butter.
Oh, they're closing the dog park because of coronavirus. Because,
no, the people won't pick up their poop.
No, dogs can get coronavirus.
People won't pick up after them.
Well, that might be a thing, too, but dogs can get coronavirus.
Well, you know what? Don't let them lick inside your mouth.
I don't know what that was.
No, don't look inside your dog's mouth.
It's fine if they do it to you.
It's easier for me to give your dog coronavirus than your dog to give it to you.
Gross. I saw a video of people letting their dogs lick inside their mouths.
Yeah.
Like the little dogs, and they're laughing. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. And the dog is licking. And I thought, if you're letting them do that.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
is it peanut butter or jelly time?
Well, your butt's okay, or maybe your balls is fun, but not in your mouth.
No.
Don't let
Did you just say your butthole is okay? Whoa. It's okay if they lick your butthole, but not your mouth.
He's a doctor.
He would know.
Wait, I thought this was the topic.
Where would you let your dog lick you? Chime in. Give us a call. I'd like to know.
What do you prefer? Peanut butter?
Or jelly.
Well, I like this time the ears.
If you're real dry, I'd go with peanut butter or mayonnaise butt.
Yeah. Wow, Shayna. Wow. You did that. You said mayonnaise.
I know.
And butt in the same
sentence. Wow. And not like,
listen,
in a good way.
I told you I was very tired before we started this, okay?
I've been up since 1 a.m.
I might be a little slap happy.
Yeah.
Slappy, slappy.
All right, well, nobody's calling.
Slapping around, what does that even mean?
That means no one's calling. That's all. just a kind of a blanket statement.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
No one's running around the house.
Naked.
Yep. Jess Duck, what's going on? Shauna is in the house. Christy, Jeff, Mary, Ladybird's here, Dina, Alligator, Classic Cupcake.
I know, tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, yay, it's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Shoop-a-doop. Shayna's going to make 2 dresses tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm going back to the DMV because I did not make it to the DMV today.
Okay.
And then... I've got a car for sale if anyone would like to buy a car. and I'm having a small estate sale. It's just a small table that I've got in the yard. If you want to come by. But it's all I've got.
Oh, wait. Can I bring some stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now you can have your own estate sale.
I just want to put my stuff on your table.
No. You can't glom on to my estate sale.
That's right. You got it.
After people come to mine, I could suggest Encourage might be a strong word.
To come to the next drive.
You know what? That guy's having his sale.
Yeah. You might as well go see. You know what? I'm going to come with you. See if he's got anything good.
Sean, can I borrow a table?
Well, as they're Shana's.
That's right. Yes.
Have you watched any news today?
Don't watch the news.
Did you hear they closed basketball?
Yeah. Basketball, soccer, yeah, baseball.
Like no fans training. Or some shit?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll actually try?
NCAA? What do you mean try?
Like, the basketball players, will they really try, even though there's no fans there?
No.
Because they're still going to play.
It's only, I think, the NCAA that's going to still continue to play.
All right, so that's the whole March Madness thing. Yeah. Okay, I don't do that. The bracketology stuff.
Yeah, all that.
I don't care about it, but a lot of people like live for it.
I think the NBA is totally like said, fuck it.
Oh, they were just doing
They're not even going to play.
What about the guy? So the guy who touched the microphones,
Mary
he
Poppins
was a college
NBA
player.
Hockey and baseball.
That guy was an NBA player for...
The Spurs.
Utah. March Madness was canceled, Christy says.
Oh, March Madness has been canceled. That's why I haven't watched any news.
Don't watch it. We're not talking about that. We've been doing so good.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk sports with my man.
You went butthole virus on us.
Well, I got another man in the room.
Great.
I wanted to talk sports.
Why don't you guys rub your butthole together?
I wanted to transition from butthole talk. Just sit there quietly and look pretty while the boys talk about sports.
We don't even have any peanut butter.
Yeah. Jeez.
Because
I knew about the soccer. I just was wondering if there's no fans there. LeBron James, I heard him say, I ain't doing it if there's no fans. But would they really try?
No.
Especially for March Madness.
No.
That's a big deal. There's a lot of money on
March
these fucking
Madness.
Games.
This is going to send our economy into a depression.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, Shane and I were talking about spring break. No spring break this year. And so
where are you going?
Think about all the wet titty contests.
You said... what beach?
Cancun Kunta. Punta Canta. South Beach.
No!
Chyna, you know.
Punta Canta. Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
That one.
Daytona.
You.
Punta Canta.
Now it's Punta. Fort Lauderdale is boobless.
That's right.
This
and
is
so
an epidemic, people.
We are gonna have swallow wet t-shirt contest on the beach in
Great
the back
idea.
Of the swallow nest.
I'll bring
no
sand.
Dead guy days.
He said he's
I just
bringing
saw
sand.
That.
I'll bring sand.
They've canceled dead guy days.
Dead guy days are
dead
done.
Guy days. Yep.
We are having dead guy days spring break. Christmas party like you've never seen.
Swallow edition.
We're
swallow
playing baseball,
edition.
Football,
oh
basketball.
My God.
We're playing all that.
We're playing with all your balls.
Yeah. Oh, I'm putting things in your basket.
Every ball.
Yeah, I'm touching the
touching
balls
them all.
And the boobs.
Uh-huh.
And
I bet the Olympics are going to be canceled.
I bet you're so right.
It's in Japan.
You're rubbing the Olympics.
Oh, no one's going there.
No, hell no.
Fuck, no one's going there.
I ain't going to Japan.
Listen, Japan.
The dogs got coronavirus
Japan
in Japan.
Don't even exist anymore. They're like, what?
I don't even believe in Japan.
Well, there's not
what
really
was that thing called Asia?
Where are they eat bats?
Yeah. No Europe travel. I saw
no,
that.
You can still
everything.
Travel to Europe.
No.
You just can't come home.
If you can find someone going there.
Right.
You have to go into a small little bar on this real remote planet. Right? It's called Tatooine. So you go in there, and then you gotta find yourself a smuggler. Right?
Look past the weirdos playing the music.
And you go, these are not the droids you're looking for. And then you go in, you go, I need somebody to get me there in four clicks of a knick-knock. And they go, well, I can do it in 62 parsecs. And you're like, that's not even a measurement of time.
Four clicks of a knick-knock is, though. Listen, I have a limited time that you're still allowed to come home.
From the knick-knock?
From anywhere in Europe.
That's just a quick parsnip.
Nah. They ain't letting you come home.
You know what?
No one's coming here from Italy for a while.
I saw a video
well, at least
today
14 days.
Of a guy.
Unless
and they,
it's the Pope.
They stopped him and
he
they were
coughing.
Talking about the coronavirus.
He's like, bless you.
And he had covered himself in trash bags.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like all except his little face right here.
And where was this?
on the news.
Where was he? Was just walking down the street or something?
And they were talking to people about the.
Here comes quit. Trash man Can Dan. trash man Dan.
He had like trash bags over his feet inside his shoes. And you could see him all sticking out everywhere. Oh, it was so funny. They started interviewing him, and then they just...
They're like, yeah, okay, go ahead, Dan. Go on, get out of here. Oh, yeah. Well, the best way to...
Yeah, they were doing that. They were spraying him with disinfectant before they'd let him get in the car and, like, wiping their backpacks down. Why would you even let him go if that's how
Why would you pick him up?
That's exactly
Just keep driving.
You know what? I feel it's better if those children are also quarantined in the school.
I have seen this in movies and on Star Trek. Just let the kids stay in the school together. They'll be fine.
They'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out. Right. They'll develop some sort of an archism, like a hierarchy.
Absolutely.
Like a government. Lord of the
Flies. Yeah,
probably like a biosphere they can build around.
Probably, We could throw in pizzas. They're not going to drink
leave
water.
Leave the lunchroom open.
A few cases of Capri Suns.
You just drop it down.
Some pudding cups. They'll be fine. Oh, you drop it in the middle. Yeah. In the courtyard.
Mac and cheese, chicken nuggets. Yeah. They'll be fine.
Oh, those Trevors and Britneys will take over in no time. And the Jessicas, they're the sluts.
Well. The world needs Jessicas too.
They do. So,
yes. And Tiffany's.
Oh, Tiffany's.
Tiffany's.
Wow.
That's Dina. Hilarious.
What did Dina say? Dina says, oh, my mom is in Cali and she said that there's no there's no toilet paper or trash bags.
Yeah. Huh. It's because they're covering themselves in them.
Wow. I never
even
thought of it.
But.
Oh, wait. I was going to order that bidet thing on the Amazon.
So I went on Amazon to order toilet paper today for fun, just to see if there was any on there, really.
Out of stock. Everything.
The only toilet paper I could find that was not out of stock was three rolls for $10. Not on Prime.
Wow.
But it had Donald Trump's face on it.
Right.
Three different poses.
And so that's
I thought about buying it.
You still get my shit.
Yeah.
I told Sean, when you use that toilet paper, it leaves a nice bronzer on your bum.
You get an orange stripe.
No. It doesn't wipe shit off of you at all.
It actually just spreads it around so you can't tell it's there anymore.
He's the Teflon Don.
Yeah. It's like when you used to spread around. Yeah, right. You just keep wiping. But it eventually, it's so you're so orange back You're just like, it must be gone.
You're bronze. They're like, wow.
Yes. So I thought about getting that toilet paper.
Oh, man.
I think it's nuts, all these toilet papers purchases.
You know what?
I told Shane, a guy at my work, his wife bought $400 worth of masks.
I'm just going to buy a stack
and
of those square cotton wash hand towels, you know, little washcloths to go with the bidet.
You know, I'll just bring some of my OR towels, you know, those blue ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can get
and when people come and visit, everybody gets their own towel. And you go, hey, listen, you're going to need to use it.
I made a clipboard that goes in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And so it's a dry erase board. So when we have visitors, we can write like Dina Joe and hang her little napkin up there.
I love
and they keep saying, classy little cupcake. Yeah. You're pink today.
Yeah, exactly. Marlin, right? Yeah. Joe, put Eric and Jen up there.
We'll have a basket of clean ones in case you have a messy cleanup.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't because the bidet.
The kids aren't going to have ones because we don't want them around the house.
Really, you're just drying.
Yeah.
You're just patting dry.
Pat and dry.
But even if you girls pee, you still want to use the bidet, right? Just for the hell of it?
Well, that's what you say.
That's what
I said. You said use it till your butthole's pruny.
That's what I say. Yeah. And then pat it dry and
start again. That's what you were going to say.
Yes, I was.
Pat it dry and start again.
If I had a bidet, I would sit and pee.
Oh,
all
every
the time.
Time.
For sure.
Yeah. Just yeah. Down. Yeah.
You know, just get that head clean.
Like a little fresh.
Well, yeah. I mean, calcium and stuff. Yeah.
Calcium?
I know.
We're talking about two different hands. I agree. It's called an all-day freshness.
Yes.
It's called All Day Freshness. Yeah. What the hell are you doing with your hands?
I'm doing this.
What was that? I don't even know.
So when you're like this and you're sitting down, then the thing is like this. So if you open up your legs,
it'll spray you in your face.
It sprays right in your face.
You just open your mouth. Yes. You can like gargle at the same time.
Yes.
Brush your teeth while you're
really,
on the toilet.
Really hungover? You just turn it on. My mouth tastes like shit.
That's right. You know what? We need it today.
And then in the tank, if you just drop some scope.
You know what? I don't know. That would burn your butthole.
Well, do you know how much time you could save in the morning? You can shit shower and shave.
Right on.
And catch a buzz if you put the right scope in.
Never have to leave your bidet.
If you spray that high alcohol content mouthwash on your butthole, you're catching a buzz.
Instantly. Especially if you have it on the what is it, the trigger beam to get it right in the clown's mouth. You can have a drunk clown. That came full circle.
I like how you leave around.
Careful, you're going to win a prize.
You know what? It's Happy Thoughts Thursday. You are. Woohoo. Why are you late to work today? Well,
I got a prize.
I couldn't get off the bidet. The bidet it's got me.
So let's all think about a bidet. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Your butt's being sprayed by a bidet. Happy Thoughts Thursday. Butt sprayed by a bidet. God, your butt's being sprayed by a bidet.
Can you get warm water in your bidet, or is it just cold water? In the morning, you just get a blast.
Fuck that. It's got to be warm.
No. So the unfortunate thing about the bidet in order that we have on side, you can't. I'd have to run a hot water line to it.
Yeah.
A warm water. But now all this does is it just hangs and it taps into the tank. And
so it's gonna be cold.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. You put like a splitter on your valve coming out.
Yeah. And so then you hit a button and it just starts spraying cold ass toilet water around your bottle.
Does it make you pucker?
Yeah. Woo-hoo! And you can wake you up. Yeah. Man, and you're going to pop off of that thing like a freaking whack-a-mole.
Like a reverse whack-a-mole.
Split it from the sink, then I gotta just run a hose across the floor. What the hell? I rent this place.
You know what? Just put your ass in the sink.
Just hold on. Just hold on. Just your left hand grabs the bowl and your right hand hits the button like an astronaut.
You know it's coming.
What are those new handles like for on your toilet?
Push the button.
Bidet.
Push the button, you bitch, and find out.
There's a little seatbelt on there, too.
That's really going to close your pores.
That's right.
I'll tell you.
You know what? It's going to keep you healthy. It's going to keep you healthy. Yes, they finally fixed Podbean.
Oh, it seems to be working really well.
They have finally fixed Podbean. Classy little Cupcake can type all she wants, and she doesn't get kicked out anymore.
And Paula's in with Mookie and Maya.
Hi, Paula.
Look at Paula. Hey, what's up, Paula?
Paula's coming on the show on Monday.
Yeah, that's the dog whisperer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And she's a dog psychic. Hey, bring a dog psychic with you, too.
She
knows.
Bring some of that dog food. Daphne loved it.
Oh, my God. Every dog that came here liked that dog food. Hi, Jana.
Jack loves
it.
Hi.
There's Jan.
Cowboy.
Jana.
Would that be Cowby? Koi Bai. Mary, Jess, Krista, Jeff. Hey, Paula. Let's see if this works.
Paula.
Oh, Paula.
Sorry, I don't have my headset on and I'm driving.
What in the hell? That means you shouldn't be doing any of this. Why don't you text us then?
You've known me long enough to know that I'm a rebel.
Yes, you are. How was your day?
I'm happy to be done. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay, well, tomorrow's...
People are freaking out. I've had 900 calls. Do you have food?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I have food? That's what I sell.
Right.
Is this toilet paper? No, I don't have any of that shit.
Right.
Sorry.
Yes, is this for you or the dog?
Yeah. Right.
I do have some they both could eat, so that would be good too.
Yeah. You know what? If you both can't eat it, neither one of you should probably be eating it.
Well, no, actually, some of it is with human-grade food and human food facility.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Like in Mad Max, when what's-his-name was eating out of the can of food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, you're coming on the podcast on Monday. Sure. Oh, you're going, you've turned into a robot. The aliens got her.
Yeah, that.
Uh-oh. Paula.
What now?
Oh, no, you were cutting out.
Uh-oh. So all right. I will see you guys Monday.
All right.
We're
looking forward to it. I don't know what was going on there, but apparently she's just been abducted by aliens, and let's hope the probing goes well.
Well, she'll like it.
I think she's going to talk more dog stuff, right? Dog psychic, dog stuff, dog feelings, feeling your dogs. Yeah. She's not going to be happy at all about that peanut butter jelly talk we had earlier. She's not gonna like that at all. What's wrong?
Do you have my house key? She'd be hanging on the key ring by the back door.
It's not. Like I said, didn't even know we had one, but no. Are you locked out?
Yeah.
Oh, let me go look.
Shana will look.
Let me go look.
Shana can find all things.
People.
All right, and a little interlude. I'll play a little music. Should we just end this? She wanna say goodbye? No, you go look. Go look real quick. All right, everybody's going back. Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Shana can find good and all. If it can be found, Shana will find it. So don't you sweat it.
It's got an army tag with my blood type on it.
Oh, yeah. She knows.
I like these earphones.
They are really nice, right?
Yeah. Where are these from?
They were gifted.
Well,
I think.
Who are these from?
Are you not you?
I don't know.
Let's see. One pair came from a person named... Oh, you got me on the spot.
Sorry.
Our fans.
Fans.
Several fans purchased these headphones from different locations all across the globe. And I can't think of their names. I don't want to say the wrong names, right?
That's fun.
I know there was a Trina because I can't figure out who she is.
But she's a fan.
She's a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to look her up on Facebook, so she's sneaky.
Oh.
Or I can't figure it out. But, yeah, and they're great. They sound freaking awesome.
They do sound good.
And what's nice is with the amp, everything sounds the same,
mm-hmm.
which is and good.
Yeah, because I was playing with mine a little earlier.
You're able to dial it in.
Yeah.
Nice. It's very cool. It's not there? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You sure you didn't take it?
No.
I have no idea.
No.
What do we got to do? Break in the house?
Yeah.
The back door's probably open.
Mm.
Break in the law. Break in the law.
Wham, wham.
I don't know where it is.
All right.
I remember you bringing it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I check out sometimes.
I know.
A lot of the times.
It's in your coat pocket.
My coat?
Of that one time you wore it.
No, I only have like 2 coats.
Oh. I don't know.
Shit, I don't know.
We'll find
I don't
it.
Even know when is the last time you used it. Ever.
I have no. I'm sorry. Stop looking at me.
Well, I'm not going over, so.
Yeah. I'll help you break in.
Huh. Oh, no. Now we got to go break in.
All right, mystery. Listen tomorrow. Find out if Marlon is able to get into his house.
That's right.
All right, so tomorrow's Friday. It's going to be great. Everybody, please go. Join the Swallow Everything Swallow team for the Shamrock Stampede at shamrockstampede.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All proceeds go to help out vets and first responders to the organizations that help those people deal with PTSD and mental illness.
Yes.
So,
people like my crazy ass.
People just like Marlon.
Sure.
So, exactly. He's our military vet that we are honor and we thankful for. Oh, the clock's telling us it's time to go. And then Shayna.
What?
Anything else?
Yes. My fashion show's coming up.
Well, you want to talk about them?
Yeah, I like it. I like talking about them. The first week of April, I'm doing Denver Unique Week of Fashion. And the girls are getting a table for VIP night, so you can join Swallow Nation on Facebook and talk with the girls about what they're doing on there if you want to join the VIP table.
Yes.
But I will be showing Monday night the 6th. I will be showing Thursday night the 9th and Friday night the 10th. You can get tickets online. I will post the link on our Facebook and then again in Swallow Nation and on Instagram as well. I just posted the cutest dress today on Instagram that I made.
Follow Shane on Instagram.
So
Shane
cute.
To Swallow.
Everything Swallow.
Yeah, everything Swallow.
Either one.
Do them.
Do it.
Do them.
Do it.
And if anyone has Marlin's keys, will you tell us where they are?
Yeah. Bring them back.
Or just break into my house for me.
Break into my house.
Really, he just wants the whiskey.
It's in my house.
Let's go get it. Let's go get the whiskey. We need to go get that whiskey.
All right, you guys, we love you.
Peace out.
Be positive.
Love you.
Stop watching the news.
Swallow Nation.
Stop watching the news,
everyone, because it's not getting you anywhere.
Nah, they're just doing it to scare ya.
Yep.
Freaking you out.
And let's not forget. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, 'cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
I hope you like what you just heard because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.